You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Rupert Murdoch and News of the World, the defunct News of the World tabloid, may have dropped out of the headlines here in the States, but the scandal has not gone away. And in fact, there are new parliamentary hearings taking place today in that ongoing phone hacking scandal. Joining us now, John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, who's listening in on the hearings on TV now. John, what are you hearing?
Well, this is a very important moment in this saga. Essentially, we have four present or former employees of News International, the Murdoch subsidiary, newspaper subsidiary in Britain, testifying about essentially what it boils down to is what James and Rupert Murdoch knew about the scope, the extent of phone hacking and other illegal activities at the News of the World newspaper, the now defunct News of the World newspaper tabloid. The question is, the real key question behind this is whether what we learn today conflicts with the testimony that James and Rupert Murdoch gave before the parliamentary recess in July, in which essentially both of them said that they had no knowledge that payments that were made to a former News of the World reporter were hush payments. That and of course on this hinges the future, one might guess, of James Murdoch as the head of News International, the Murdoch newspaper subsidiary in Britain. It's a very tangled web, and it will take some time to digest exactly what we're hearing today.
Well, who is it that's coming out now and disagreeing with the Murdochs and saying that not only was the phone hacking widespread, but that it went to the highest echelons of the company?
Well, that's what we now know. The question is who knew what and when, and that's a much more complicated issue.
It's complicated to prove. Are there people actually saying that Rupert Murdoch himself knew that it was going on?
No, we've not heard that. We're hearing suggestions that James Murdoch knew more about this than he personally testified to. But, of course, that's a very contentious issue and very difficult to deal with, to be honest with you, in a 30-second radio clip.
Well, John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. We don't always want to just give you 30 seconds, John. He is listening in on the hearings that are going on now, new parliamentary hearings about the ongoing phone hacking scandal in the UK dealing with Rupert Murdoch and the now defunct News of the World tabloid. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.